seekers to the one and only Mike Malloy Show. There we go. Now I can hear me. Can you hear me, Tony? Everything's rocking? We're rocking from the left coast, coast to coast, and around the globe. It is the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com. I am your friendly citizen, investigative journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, blogger, here again for just three more hours, filling out the week as Mike and Kathy enjoy the final hours of their staycation this week, their summer staycation. Glad you're joining me tonight, and I hope they are resting up, because good old Mike Malloy will be returning on Monday. Mark your calendars. In the meantime, it is I, Brad, broadcasting live from Los Angeles, from beautiful downtown Burbank, in the K-Talk AM 1150 building. Glad to be here. Glad you can be here with me. And one thing, you know, we had so much breaking news last night that I had planned a whole bunch of time for your calls to get you in, to let you use your public airwaves. And I feel like I have to remind you, and I feel like I have to remind the world, that these airwaves do not belong to Clear Channel, to Disney, to Viacom, to GE, MSNBC, Warner Brothers. Take your pick. They belong to you. They are the people's airwaves. And as I like to say, use them or lose them even more than you already have. You can call us this week, tonight, this week. That's all we got left is tonight. 877-520-1150 is our number. Don't bother the Malloys. Let them have some peace and quiet, people. Call us instead. 877-520-1150. I've got a few things that I want to talk about, but you know what? If you get in and you got something you want to talk about that I'm more interested in, maybe I'll go to you instead. 877-520-1150. You can also tweet me over on Twitter. My Twitter name is TheBradBlog. So tweet me at the Brad Blog, and as a matter of fact, I promised a little bit earlier today that as soon as I get to 1,450 followers, I think it is, I will tweet the I will follow Friday the last three people, whoever they are. It's free. It's a payoff for your efforts of following me at the Brad Blog on Twitter. So it's a free follow Friday. Yes, it's a quid pro quo. Coming up on tonight's show, other than your calls. Oh, and at the chat room. Please stop by the chat room at bradblog.com. Jeannie Dean and Desi Doyen are our lovely hostesses tonight. Again, in the chat room. They'll be with you all night long. And it's a very lively bunch over there. Has been all week. I want to thank you, bradblog.com chatters, for joining us throughout the week. And I'm looking forward to tonight as well. So stop on by. It's free. You jump on in. You raise hell. You make noise. You do what we all ought to be doing. What else do I have to take care of? Okay, I got the chat. I got the fan. Coming up on tonight's show, bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by former Florida computer programmer, whistleblower, Clint Curtis. Some of you may know him. He has moved from Florida to California. And guess what? He's running for the U.S. Congress. You want a straight shooter in the Congress? This would be your man, Clint Curtis. If you're not familiar with his extraordinary story of whistleblowing, check it out at bradblog.com/Clint Curtis, or you can stop by his website, clintcurtis.com. So he's going to update us very quickly at the bottom of the hour to let us know what he has been up to and what his what is the outlook for the 4th Congressional District up there in California, where he'll be running against Tom McClintock, the incumbent Republican. Also, we will be joined by a Dallas-based computer programmer, system designer, longtime dedicated Democratic Party activist who don't like me at all. As a matter of fact, he sent an email a couple of weeks ago to Mike Malloy and told him that I was amongst the reasons, and he gave three, and I'll give you all those three in the next hour, why he was canceling his podcast subscription to the Mike Malloy Show. Mike sent me the email, and I said, you know what, let's have this guy on, and let's talk to him, and let's hear his grievances, and in the bargain, let's see if we can get you about, oh, I don't know, 10, 15, 20, 1,000 podcast subscribers to replace Gordon Peterson, who says that, let's see, he cringes every time I guest host the Mike Malloy show. He thinks I'm, quote, election-wise clueless, and he believes we should have more computers in our election system rather than less. He will be joining us. We'll hear his complaints and what he doesn't like about me and what he does like about computers, unverifiable computers, unoverseeable computers in our voting system. He'll be with us later today. You know what? If you're out there, and I'm not going to make this an NPR pitch here, but the fact is, freedom ain't free, as they like to say, and, the support for progressive media, your support for progressive media really does make a difference. You can get the Mike Malloy podcasts, even if you don't listen to podcasts. You are supporting progressive media. If you jump over there, if you sign up, you can sign up for 1 month. It's like $8, $7.95, something like that. Otherwise, you can get one for a whole year. About $59, I think. Now, I know that everyone listening to this show, just about everyone listening to this show, probably pays about that same amount for their cable bill each month to watch crap. How about we support the public airwaves? How about we support our public airwaves and the progressive people, the people like Mike, who are fighting like hell for you? And it helps make up for Gordon Peterson, who canceled his subscription. You can also, alternately, by the way, support your favorite progressive media. And we hear all the time, you progressives out there are complaining, and you Democrats and you liberals, oh, the media is so bad, they're not doing this and that. Yes, they are. Because the wingnuts out there support their wingnut media. And then they bully the mainstream media, the non-wingnut media, the theoretically legitimate media. They bully them into reporting whatever the hell that the wingnuts want them to report. And if you don't believe me, just ask Acorn, okay? Just ask them, because they're all but gone, because the media, the non-wingnut media, like New York Times, Washington Post, AP, etc., ran with the wingnut BS and killed one of the most, if not the most important, progressive, liberal organizations, anti-poverty, pro-democracy organizations in this nation. And we sit around and we do nothing about it. Well, do something about it, okay? Please, put your money where your mouth is. If it's not the Malloy Show podcasts, and of course, bradblog.com, we take subscriptions as well. Not subscriptions, donations as well. But whoever your favorite media is, when you're out there reading it, I don't care, who it is. Almost all of the progressive, rawstory.com. Somebody go make a donation to rawstory.com. For Christ's sakes, they have been fighting the good fight, doing the investigative reporting that the mainstream media refuses to do for years. Support them. Put your money where your mouth is. All right. I didn't mean to go off on that tangent, but I did. 877-520-1150. We complain. I've been listening. In the last couple of weeks, Mike has been similarly at the end of his rope. And he's been talking about, I hope the Republicans win this fall, and then they win in 2012, and they take over the White House, and they take over the Congress. And it gets so damn bad that everything falls apart, and we've got to rebuild this nation from scratch, and it's going to get bloody. And I've heard him saying that. And, he's kind of got a point. Because this system is so screwed up. It's so intolerably screwed up. There is so much corporate control of everything. And I mean everything. And not just control of decisions that are made, of laws that are made, of the courts, but also of the way that you think. So I'm going to offer a bit of an alternative. I may not be able to get to all of it this hour, but later in the show perhaps. But a bit of an alternative to burning down the House, as may happen if Republicans, crazy, crazy Republicans, are allowed to take over again this country that they ran so far into the ground before. An alternative: think different, act different, pay attention to what matters. And I'm talking to you progressives. Pay attention to what matters. No. In truth, Fox News, Sarah Palin, all of that crap doesn't really matter. What does? We'll talk about it a little bit when I return here. Maybe I'll get to some of your calls before we go to Clint Curtis. 877-520-1150. Use your airwaves. Make things better. Don't give up. Don't roll over. There is a solution. We all just got to figure out what the hell it is and start taking care of business. More on the Mike Malloy Show with Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com right after this. To burn down the house. We'll come up with a solution here. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Mike Malloy. Clint Curtis is going to be joining us shortly. And your calls, 877-520-1150. Let's see. Plus a guy who wishes Mike Malloy would find someone less, quote, less stupidly political and election-wise clueless to guest host your show than Brad Friedman is. That's me. Glad you could join us tonight. Burning down, we don't have to burn down the house. That's not our only option, is it? Maybe it is. But I don't think so. Here's the deal. It's the framing. Everything has become, it is like bizarro world. It is a crazy, no, granted, we are far, far down the rabbit hole. We have been for years now. We've been for the last decade at the very least down the rabbit hole where up is down, down is up, black is white, white is black. It is crazy. It is insane. But we spend so much time dealing with the insanity instead of the things that matter, instead of thinking it through. We have so much knee-jerkism out there, so much knee-jerk blogging out there, and I mean on the progressive side, that this world has become so amazingly warped. Here's an example. The Obama U.S. attorney is expected to stand behind the federal gay marriage ban. According to plaintiffs, yesterday we had the breaking news that a district court judge in Massachusetts found that the Defense of Marriage Act, this insane federal act, this insane restriction that was put in place in 1996, signed by Bill Clinton, and now being supported by the Obama administration, a judge yesterday found it unconstitutional. Yes! Finally, a judge that hasn't been bastardized by this madness out there and who says, wait a minute, I read the Constitution, and no, you can't keep rights from certain people. Equal protection under the law, the 10th Amendment, states' rights, these things that used to be conservative ideas. And by the way, and I mean real conservatives, not the phony conservatives like that guy who called in, Billy from Austin, yesterday, if you heard his call. If you didn't, I put it up at bradblog.com. It was rather amusing. But this judge, he was a Nixon appointee. A Nixon appointee. What kind of world are we living in where Nixon was the reasonable Republican? Ronald Reagan is starting to look pretty good. John Ashcroft at the Department of Justice. Boy, I wish we had him back. I mean, that's the kind of world Bill O'Reilly is starting to look sane. Anybody else notice this, or is it just me? This is how far the Overton window has moved. This is how far to the right we are in every regard. So we find a sane judge who says, yeah, that's unconstitutional. You can't say that, these people who are married under the law, under the constitutional state law in the state of Massachusetts, who are married to each other just because they're the same sex, that they're not entitled to these federal rights that are due to everyone else. Social Security, Medicare, the rights that a husband and wife would have. You can't do that. Thank God for this guy. Thank God for this judge. But the word here is that the Obama Department of Justice is going to be challenging this. What? They're going to be appealing it. At least so says the plaintiffs. I hope they don't. I hope they come to their senses. You can read about the story over at rawstory.com. Sahil Kapoor and John Byrne, excellent reporters, still with us here in the real world, are covering this story over at rawstory.com tonight. But the Obama administration is just going like they're, what? Huh? It's crazy. So we've got to change the way we think. We've got to focus on what matters. That's why I focus on things that matter, like election reform, like media reform, the things that matter. We'll get to talk about it a little bit more in the third hour, no doubt. But I ain't ready to throw in the towel, peeps. We're going to keep fighting this fight. We're going to win. We're going to make sense of it. But we're going to hold you and me accountable, progressives accountable. We can blame Republicans and wingnuts all we want, but it ain't up to them. It's up to us. Brad on the Malloy Show. Clint Curtis next. Choice, Tone. Brad Friedman from BradBlog.com in for Mike Malloy for one more. Excuse me. One more night. I choked on my own self there. Almost swallowed my own tongue. I'm so excited. For one more night, Mike and Kathy will be returning next Monday. So this is my last night with you for a while. But maybe I get to go on vacation after this. We'll see. It's been a hell of a week, that's for sure. Lots of great archives you can check out at bradblog.com from this week. But when I'm gone, so are the free podcast archives every night. So might I suggest you stop by MikeMalloy.com and subscribe at least for a month to make up for my guest in the next hour, Gordon Peterson, who canceled his podcast subscription in no small part because he doesn't like it when I guest host and talk about things like elections, and he thinks we should have more computers in our voting system rather than less. Before I go to Clint Curtis here shortly, I want to just close a bit of a loop from the last segment, and then we'll talk about this more later in the show in the third hour. But you're talking about thinking outside the box and how bizarre this world has come and just how warped the media is and how warped the thinking of just about everybody, even on the progressive side. And these are the people that we can hold accountable. But you, your neighbors, but the media and the framing of the elected officials, it's insane. For example, I'm driving over here listening to actually NPR on the way over here, and there was some right-wing pundit on there talking about Michael Steele and all the fire that he's getting now, and they're talking and she says, well, if we got rid of him, there would be all kinds of cries of racism if he was removed. Huh? What? And this went unchallenged. The host on NPR, the big, they're the left wing, right? They got Fox on the right, and we have NPR on the left. What? NPR on the left? National Petroleum Radio? Are you kidding me? Nobody challenged this. Cries of racism, if Michael Steele is thrown out, who's going to cry this racism? Everybody's going to cry, well, because he was an idiot. He was a yutz. He did a crappy job. He didn't know what he was talking about. He's insane. He's a loon. He's a stooge. Nobody's going to cry racism, and yet that went unchallenged. I've talked before on the Green News Report about BP, and I've talked a little bit about it over at bradblog.com, and, you know, a lot of people out there mad at BP. Of course they're mad at BP. BP is a horrible corporation who has done a horrible thing, horribly irresponsible. Yes, they're bad guys, but guess what? We knew they were bad guys before they showed up. That's why we have government regulators. Now, we know for the last 10 years, of course, that George Bush didn't do a damn thing with the government regulators other than, you know, get chummy with the lobbyists or hire them and make them the regulators. MMS, you know, was completely destroyed. The Minerals Management Service. No, not the Mike Malloy Show. Also MMS. corrupt like you can't even, corrupt like it's nobody's business. But guess what? We knew that. And Obama knew that coming in. And Obama had 15 months before this oil rig blew up. What did he do about it? What kind of accountability did he get out of all of these corrupt jackasses who were giving away the farm out of the MMS? Not much. Not much. And who is holding him accountable? He is in charge now. Democrats are in charge now. Yes, we know the bad guys are bad. That is why we need government to keep the bad guys from being bad. We also know, by the way, that government often sucks. That's why we need a media to hold government in check. And the media has dropped the ball, too. So everybody has dropped the ball, and you and me and we the people, we are the ones who are screwed. So yes, we know that BP is bad. Stop talking about it. Let's start talking about the government officials who didn't do their damn jobs. And it's not a right or left. It's not a Republican or a Democrat thing. It's a right and wrong thing. Yes, someone needed to be thrown in jail in the Bush administration. They still do. But the message that was sent by the Obama administration was, you can do anything you want. We will not hold you accountable. So you can do anything you want. You can keep doing anything you want. And guess what? That's what Obama is still doing. When are we going to hold Obama accountable? Ken Salazar needs to go. So, we know BP's bad. Don't bore me with more facts about how bad they are. Last point here before I go to Clint Curtis. Last night I said, again, in this fight with this jackass who wanted to, who claimed he was a conservative but thought that there shouldn't be same-sex marriage, I said, well, then you ain't a conservative, pal. I'm the conservative. I believe in the rule of law. I believe in the Constitution. The Constitution and the, you know, the equal protection under the law and states' rights and keeping the government the hell out of our lives. So, yes, I am the conservative. And yet we give this free gift to all of these right-wingers out there, these Republican teabaggers who are not conservative. They call themselves conservative, and we let them do it because we call them conservatives too. Stop it. Stop calling them conservatives. They're not conservative. They're right-wingers. They're wingnuts. They're Republicans. They ain't conservative. You and I are conservative. You and I, who don't think we ought to be nation building around the world, who don't think we ought to be spending trillions and trillions of dollars, unfunded mandates on wars around the country. We are the conservatives. It is the way that we talk about it. And it is the way that we hold the media accountable when they don't talk about it correct. When they go in there and they call George Bush a conservative, Karl Rove, a conservative. They ain't conservatives. Let's start holding their feet to the fire. We got to think outside the box, people. We'll talk about it more. See, I've gotten myself all worked up. We'll talk about this more in later in the show. A man who has been thinking outside the box, and who is, by the way, a conservative, a real one, a progressive conservative, joins me now. Former Florida computer programmer, whistleblower, Clint Curtis, whose story of being asked to create a touchscreen vote-rigging software prototype by now happily former congressman from Florida, Republican Congressman Tom Feeney, is told in the film Murder, Spies, and Voting Lies, the Clint Curtis story. You can get more information at votinglies.com. The documentary is based in large part on the reporting of the Brad blog, which originally broke the alarming story of Clint Curtis in December of 2004, and we have been reporting on it and him ever since. You can get the full backstory, of course, at bradblog.com/Clint Curtis. Well, after running against Feeney himself a couple of years ago and being undermined in the process by Democrats of the DCCC, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, Clint has now moved to California, where he's decided to toss his hat in the ring again against 4th District Republican Tom McClintock in Northern California. He joins me now to say, hey, Clint, welcome to California.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
And welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, my friend. Thanks for joining us tonight. Are you glad to be here? How's Northern California?
It's great. The weather is fine. It's not 180 degrees heat index. It's amazing.
Have any congressmen asked you to create vote rigging software prototypes since you've been here?
Well, not here, no. I'm a little surprised they haven't. But
is that right? Well, the year is young. We're still a few months away from November. So, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're continuing the fight. I will say, Clint, in all the years that I've been covering you, I have found you to be extraordinarily courageous, a straight shooter, someone who cuts through the crap. Some of the stuff I've been talking about, I don't know if you've been able to hear some of my ranting tonight. Sorry about that. So why are you running here for Congress in California? Let's just cut to that chase for the moment.
Well, I finished up law school, came here to become a lawyer, you know, make some money and make a difference, because you can make a lot more difference as an attorney than you ever can as a programmer. You're kind of locked into your
Well, now, wait a minute.
There.
Tom Feeney apparently offered you $1 million as a computer programmer to leave town and not take a job. You could have made a lot more money doing that.
Well, that is true, but that's illegal, and, you know, I don't do that. So.
Oh, okay. All of a sudden, you're against illegal things. Okay.
I know. It's really odd that, you know, we don't do it that way, but that's not the way it should be done.
Always has been a flaw of yours, Clint, you and that rule of law thing. Okay, so why are you running? You can make some more money than as a lawyer than you can as a computer programmer.
Well, we can also make a difference, because right now, no one listens to each other. We all have our own little box that basically Karl Rove put us in, and we haven't broken out of it yet. So what I'm going to do in my district, if I win, and in my office, is I'm going to bring the other parties in, the third parties, and give them a spot as congressional aides where we can sit down, talk things over, cut through all the lies, because, you know, most of it, if you listen to Fox News, you can just go, you know, minute by minute and go, well, that's wrong, and that's wrong, and that's wrong, but there's no one to challenge it. And most of these people believe it because that's what they've been told over and over and over again.
So how is it? Yeah, go ahead.
If they investigate it themselves as a unit, and we will learn while they will learn, we can cut through all that. And we can bring in the progressives, we can bring in the libertarians, we can even bring in the American independents, and we can have a real discussion based on real facts. And just cut through all the garbage.
Well, that's fine. You can have a discussion based on real facts within your office, within these people you're talking about bringing in. And by the way, I love the idea. I think it's a great idea. So you're reaching out to Republican voters as well and folks as well?
Republican voters, yeah, as well.
Okay. So
you're not bringing in the Tea Party because they're not officially a party, and I can't find any way to talk to these people. So.
Okay, so if there are any non-insane Republicans, you might invite them in. Green Party folks, Libertarian Party folks, progressives, you're going to make them a part of your kitchen cabinet, if you will?
Absolutely. There are a lot of good ones out there that aren't able to win, but they have a lot of good ideas and they have a lot of energy. Marcy Winograd ran a good race down in your neck of the woods, actually.
Yeah.
And has a lot of good ideas and a lot of energy. And, you know, I would like to have her come into my campaign, and if we win, be there to actually work on these things.
Bring her to it. You would bring Marcy Winograd to Washington if you won and if she would accept?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you talked to her about this? I love the idea. I really do. Now, and this is different than, I'll ask you how this is different. How is this different from Obama, who says, oh, I'm going to have Republicans and Democrats, and we're all going to get along and all going to compromise? How is your plan any different, Clint Curtis?
Because he actually thought that he could bridge the gap simply by trying to get a bipartisan system.
Uh-huh.
And bipartisan will not work because we are so far apart on everything. Even our rhetoric is different.
Yeah.
So we can't hit the middle. It is impossible to come to the middle.
Right.
If we bring in the third parties, then we can bring everybody together because they are the middle, and they will be able to cross over. And by generating this knowledge base, the information will get out.
Well, let me recommend, if you're up there, if you're listening in the 4th Congressional District, Northern California, you'll be running against Tom McClintock, who won 2 years ago against Charlie Brown in a very close race, by the way. There was a hand recount that went on for weeks after the election. So in
1,800 votes.
What's that? How many?
1,800.
1,800 votes. In theory, Tom McClintock is beatable. So you're talking about bringing sane Republicans, if you can find them, sane libertarians, sane green people, voters and officials and so forth, Marcy Winograd, progressives, bringing them all to Washington. Frankly, I love the idea. And, you know what? Well, let me keep you around. Can you stick around for just a few more minutes here, Clint?
Sure.
Okay. I got a few more questions for you. Clint Curtis running as a Democrat. He won 100% of the vote in the primary, didn't you, Clint?
Absolutely.
Okay. Who was your opponent?
There was no opponent.
All right. Smartly done. Clint Curtis is going to be sticking around with us for just a few more minutes here. You're listening to Brad Friedman on the Mike Malloy program. Check out, by the way, ClintCurtis.com. Speaking of helping people who want to fight the good fight, who will fight the good fight, Clint Curtis is one of them. Take it to the bank from me, Brad Friedman. Much more here on the Mike Malloy Show, straight ahead with Clint, and then a guy who really hates me. Over Clint Curtis. He's bringing people together in his congressional campaign up there in the 4th Congressional District in California. I suspect he could use your support at ClintCurtis.com. He's my guest for just a few more minutes here, former computer programmer and electronic voting whistleblower. His story is startling. I can't recommend. Well, please, you can go to votinglies.com. You can get a copy of the documentary there that tells his story, Murder, Spies, and Voting Lies, the Clint Curtis story. It's absolutely terrifying, horrifying. Believe me, I know. I reported it for the last 4 years. I am in that movie. It's not my film, but I am in it. But it's good anyway. Welcome back, Clint Curtis, to the Mike Malloy Show. We got just a few more minutes here, and so let's get in some questions for you. I know you've been a critic of e-voting, even as a computer programmer, unlike my next guest in the next hour, who loves it, thinks we should have more computers in our voting system. But what sort of voting systems do they use up there in the 4th District where you are running against Republican incumbent Tom McClintock, and what the hell makes you think you can get a legitimate election result count up there?
Well, California, part that impressed me about California and the people was when all of this came out and I was reporting on what the problems were and how to check for them and how to find them and how to correct them, Deborah Bowen of California was one of the people that actually, you know, took it to heart and worked on it and found out what the system was and revamped it. And California has one of the best systems around.
And that ain't saying much, by the way. But go ahead.
Well, not compared to South Carolina.
Well, yeah.
You know, it has nothing.
Right.
But in this area, it's mainly paper. They still have the electronic machine sitting in the corner,
mm-hmm.
usually untouched and unused, which shows what its value is.
Right.
But essentially were mostly paper. And they run them through the scanner. They don't do audits like I'd like for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm elected, I'll make sure they do that. I will push through a bill that makes sure there is an audit done on everything that isn't hand-counted.
Everything that isn't hand-counted. Yeah, let's hand-count them. That sounds like a good idea, or at least have pilot programs to see how it works. Because, as you know, Clint, you can game those op scanners as well. I got a question. Got a question from you from the chat room, and we only have about a minute here or so. But why no criminal investigation? Well, actually, well, okay, I'll just ask you. Why no criminal investigation of Tom Feeney, who you have alleged in no uncertain terms, and you in an affidavit, in a testimony before Congress, videotaped, everyone could see this sworn testimony, a polygraph test. You've alleged that Tom Feeney asked you to create touchscreen vote rigging software some years ago. Why has there been no investigation into that, in your opinion?
Well, I'm not sure if there was or there wasn't. There was an investigation of him with the Abramoff affair and with several other corruption issues,
mm-hmm.
and there was a large ongoing investigation, but it died because all of the records for those events he kept in his congressional office. And as we know, that means they're not allowed to look at them.
He did have to make an apology. He did have to repay some money. He went on that trip with Abramoff. He's this, the one that, you know, nobody knows. Bob Ney went to Scotland with Abramoff. Tom DeLay went to Scotland with Abramoff. The third guy was Tom Feeney. And he has really flown under the radar, although you were helpful, I believe, in removing him from office. Thank God. Okay, Clint, I got to get out, but good luck in this race. We're going to have more on your story. We've got an in-depth interview with you that Brad blogger Jim Cyril has put together. We'll be having that in the coming weeks. Good luck in your fight. The website is ClintCurtis.com. Yes?
Great to be on, sir.
All right. ClintCurtis.com, running in the 4th Congressional District. You want to support a progressive who thinks outside of the box with courage and commitment. This is your man, ClintCurtis.com. I guess that's an endorsement. Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Guy Who Doesn't Like Me, coming up right after this.